Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. All right, what are you doing Labor Day weekend? Now, seriously, what are you doing Labor Day weekend? Have you got plans? Are you going to go hit the beach? Maybe go do some barbecuing? Maybe you're just not into the oppressive summer heat, and your thought process is, man, I'm just going to stay in the AC and I'm going to watch maybe some football because I think football's coming back. I think we had our first preseason game last night. And man, you know, life is going on. But the reason I ask you, what are you doing Labor Day weekend, is I want to extend an invitation to you. I would like you to come join me. I would like you to come join me at the Irving Convention Center on the 3rd and 4th of September. We're going to have our annual event. We call it Expo. And it is this ginormous, I don't even know if that's a word, but that's my version of it, if it is a word. We have this ginormous meeting. Well, it's more than a meeting. It's a gathering. But it's more than a gathering. It's a community. Oh, it might even be bigger than a community. It's something really cool that you have to experience. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So what goes on in this expo thing? Well, I'll tell you what, we pack it full of just about everything that you need in order to be a successful real estate investor. I mean, if you've been waiting for the one-stop shop, the one place you can go where you can get everything that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited in one place, Expo is the place for you. And it's going to be held the 3rd and 4th of September in the Irving Convention Center. Now, admission is normally $97, and it gets you a lot of stuff. But if you shoot me an email at askal@luinc.com, again, that's askal@luinc.com, tell me you want to go to Expo, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you my link that allows me to register people for free. Yeah, you heard me correctly. I'm going to keep $97 in your pocket. Now, you're still going to have to get up to the Irving Convention Center. You still have to, you know, find a place to stay. But I want you to come hang out with us because we are going to do some amazing things. Now, I can't let you in on all the details yet about what's going to happen. I mean, I've gotten some insider information, and I will tell you this. What's going to happen this year is going to be even better than what we did last year, which was even better than the year before. Yeah, you see how we do things. We continually improve our processes. We continually improve everything that we do because we kind of do it the same way we manage our real estate investments. We're always improving them. We're always making them better. We're always making them what people want. And I'll tell you what, if you want knowledge, if you want to learn specific topics, if you want to hang out with successful, like-minded real estate investors that, you know, have been where you're trying to get to and, you know, make relationships with those people, come on out. Come check us out. I will tell you this, it is going to be an incredible event. There's going to be some great parties. There's going to be some outstanding presentations. So what's holding you back? What's keeping you from doing what it is you want to do? Is it the job? Do you have that weekend off? Oh, maybe that's the only 3-day weekend you get this quarter and you've already committed to doing something with the family. Okay, that's totally fine. Bring the family along too. Yeah, bring the family along. I am serious. Bring the family along. Because there is something for everybody at Expo. For the old, the young, and everybody in between, we have something for you. If you want to learn how to effectively change your life, to get off this roller coaster hamster wheel that you're on, this is an opportunity for you to do it. And I'll keep $97 in your pocket. Yeah, I'm serious, man. I am totally serious. Send me that email at askal@luinc.com, and I will make the link available so that you can register for free. And then you can register your friends and your family, whoever you're going to bring, all free. That's what I'm going to do for you. Because the cycle that you have chosen to endure, the cycle that society imprinted on your mind that said, this is what success looks like. This is how you achieve the American dream. And you know what? Society doesn't know. No, society doesn't know. Because what is society? Well, society is a collection of everybody. And everybody has their own opinions. They have their own ideas of what right looks like. And everybody likes to jockey for a position. I mean, just look at politics. That's exactly what goes on. People competing for influence and power so that they can make decisions for you that they don't think that maybe you know how to make effectively. That's what goes on out there. And they laid out your roadmap. They did. They told you the path to success was you're going to have to get over this being a kid stuff. You're actually going to have to grow up. We're going to put you into an educational system. It's going to take you 12 years to get through that educational system. And when you're done, you better get your butt either to college or into the workforce, or you'll be a failure. That's exactly the game plan. You heard it. I heard it. Everybody's heard it. I mean, that's what was ingrained in our parents' brains. And remember, some of us had parents that lived through the Depression that saw what true economic disaster looks like. And we don't want that for ourselves or our children. So what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about breaking that cycle, doing something different than what the herd mentality is doing. Are you interested? Well, you should be. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into it.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single-family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, sorry, it took me a moment to jump back on the air because one of my agents responded to me and said, hey, congratulations, good news, the appraisal on your property came in at value and we're moving forward with the closing. Yeah. And you're thinking, why am I reading that to you? What does that matter? Well, it matters a lot because that's the result of my wife and I making a decision to change the trajectory of our lives. Yes, absolutely. And it has everything to do with real estate investing. Although the asset that we're talking about here is really not an investment. The asset that we're talking about here is technically my principal residence. It's the home that I live in. And we decided a couple of months ago let's take advantage of this raging real estate market, because here's what was going on with us. We've got a lot of debt equity in this house. I mean, we bought this thing back in 2013. We got it for a good price back then. And over time, the property has appreciated in value. And you might be thinking, well, there's your asset. That's your investment right there. The fact that the property appreciated in value. That's an investment, Al. Yeah, not by my standard. It's not an investment by my standard. Because along the way, I put money into this house. I mean, I had to do some improvements because when I bought it, it was already 8 years old. And when I started doing the improvements, it was already like 14 years old. So, you know, after about 14 years, systems start to fade. Systems start to fail. Paint fades. Things occur. Window seals wear out. You know where I'm going. See, time is not your friend when it comes to property, because property, physical property itself, does tend to deteriorate over time. There's nothing on this world or in this world that was really designed to be permanent other than, you know, the mountains, the rocks, and the water. And I'm not even sure about that, to be honest with you. So we decided to unload this house. Yeah. And it was Mr. Toad's wild ride because we put it on the market right around July 4th. As a matter of fact, I strategically placed it on the market the Friday before the July 4th weekend because, you know, I know what's going on. People that want to buy have a four-day weekend. What are they going to do? They're going to be looking at houses. And what are they going to look at? And they're going to look at my house. Yeah. I mean, we had a bunch of people come through that weekend, and we generated a couple offers. Unfortunately, the first offer that came in was all cash, but the buyer was problematic because the buyer had not communicated with their significant other that they intended not to put the significant other on the title, which, yeah, that kind of created World War III, and as a result, that guy had to step away because he made a dumb decision. Yeah, it's just the way it is. So then we got another offer. And that offer came in, and then we found out that, you know, they were going to have some issues. Maybe they couldn't qualify. So we said, okay, you know what? You go work out your problems. I'm going back on the market. Then I had another offer come in. And this guy said, you know, hey, I've got to sell a house. Now, I live in Texas. This guy's got a house in somewhere in Colorado. So he basically said, I want to buy your house. I'll pay you what you're asking for it. But give me 45 days to sell my house. And I'm like, no, you kind of have this backwards right now. So maybe you need to listen to your real estate agent, or maybe you need to find a real estate agent that understands the selling process better than the one you're working with. So that guy went away. And then we got another offer. And this is a great offer. This was a family. It had four kids, and if you knew how my house was laid out, and if you knew the age groups of these kids, this is like the perfect layout for them. This is the perfect house for them. Yeah, they came here and they fell in love with the house. So they wrote us a full price offer, and we were really close to accepting it. I think we were just checking on one thing, verification of funds or something like that. I don't know. And another offer came in. Now, this offer came in $27,000 above what I was asking, closer to the price range that I really thought the property would sell for, but I wasn't greedy. Now, these guys, they wanted me to take my house off the market for 7 days while they determined whether or not they could put a pool into the backyard. Yeah, see, they wanted me to take my house off the market in a red-hot market for 7 days while they did due diligence on something that didn't even exist on my property. And I told them no. And I'll tell you, their agent got snippy with my agent. Yeah, she did. She got snippy with my agent. You know what my agent told her? You've got your fiduciary obligation. I've got mine. Sorry, that's just the way it is. So that agent decided to go around my agent and call me and tell me, you can't reject this offer. This is a solid offer. And I said, excuse me, ma'am, do you represent me? And all of a sudden, the conversation went one-sided. And I just told him, I'll think about it. Well, here's what I was thinking about. I went back to the other buyers and I said, look, we got a pretty decent offer in. The only difference between the two of you is the price. And if you're willing to match the price these other people came in at, I'm locking up the deal with you right now. Well, they thought about it for about 10 seconds and they said, we'll do it. And I said, okay, great. Let's get this house sold. So the text that I just got basically told me that everything that needed to be done through the transactional process, the last thing we were waiting for was the appraisal to be done, because appraisers are pretty busy right now. That came in at my strike price, and I'm good. I will be able to sell this home, no problem, to a family that absolutely loves to live here. And I'll tell you what, I am super pumped that I get to transition this house to somebody else who's going to love it as much as I did. Yeah, I mean, it's really a good thing. And you're thinking, okay, that was a nice story, Al. Thanks for story time about your house and you made money. That's all fine and dandy. So where are you going with all of this? All right, this is where I'm going. You got to be willing to do some potentially audacious things if you're going to get out of the rat race. You heard me correctly. You need to do some audacious things if you want to get out of the rat race. Because here's the problem. You have been conditioned. Yeah, like an Olympic athlete, you have been conditioned to this life of servitude. And you know why I know this? Because I've been there. I've done that. I got all the t-shirts. They're all hanging in my closet. And you know what it got me? Frustration. When we come back from the break, let's dig out of this and let's talk about the future. Stick around.
The other thing I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments too. We'll show you how. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Have you ever heard about muscle memory? Yeah, muscle memory. Oh, by the way, welcome back to the show. Yeah, my mind is just, it's in this place right now, and I need to get to it. So what is muscle memory? Well, muscle memory is something that you teach your muscles to do. Yeah, you teach your muscles to do by repetitive motion or other techniques. Golfers do it all the time. I mean, they're always working on the swing, the mechanics of the swing, right? Because they have to, like, you know, pull this elbow in or straighten that toe out or bend that knee. You know, they modify the position of their body so that they get the result they're looking for when they strike the golf ball with the club. And the concept is, as soon as you get your swing dialed in, then it's really a matter of just adjusting range and speed. I know it's getting crazy, huh? And I'm a former golfer. That's why I know this stuff and drives me batty too. So, but that's my point, right? It's something you work on. It's something you work on because you're trying to achieve something. So why don't you do that in your life? Why is it that you don't have muscle memory driving your life, getting you to a place of retirement, creating the lifestyle you've always wanted? And I'm here to tell you, I think it's because you've been brainwashed. I don't mean that in a bad way. No, I don't. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to anybody. I understand the United States is an economy that has been built based on demand for goods and services, and that jobs are created for the populace based on the populace's desire to have those types of things. So you have people that go to work to create stuff so that you and I can buy it, consume it, whatever, and it just keeps the economy going. So when we're born and we start to grow up, and then our parents think they're introducing us to socialization and education and all of these other things when they put you in preschool. Now, they may put you in preschool for a variety of reasons. They may actually truly want you to be educated and to have socialization. And maybe they've done a really good job of choosing where you will go. Because think about it. At the age of four, you are in a prime conditioning phase. That's right. That's right. Now, I'm not a psychologist, okay? But think about it. What do most four-year-olds do? They watch and they mimic. They watch and they mimic because they're on information gathering mode. They are trying to figure out all kinds of things because all of a sudden they've realized that they're in this little body and they're alive and they're starting to remember things. And this is where society starts to condition you. And maybe you didn't go to preschool. Maybe this didn't start until you were like 6 years of age and you went to kindergarten. Or maybe you didn't even do kindergarten. Maybe your first step was first grade, maybe at the age of seven. Okay, so here's the point I'm making. In your early formative years, somebody is influencing you. Somebody is teaching you what right looks like, or at least their version of it. And you don't know any different because you're like, what, four or six or seven? You're very, very impressionable. You also are in an age where you realize that if you don't do things the way you're supposed to do them, there could be something that happens that you're not going to like maybe a little spanking or something. And you're going to avoid those types of things because those are not positive experiences for you. So what's happening is you're being conditioned by other people other than your parents. This goes on day in and day out in America. It does. It totally does. If you come from a household like I came from, where both my parents worked, and they worked a lot. They kind of had maybe dead-end jobs or something, but it was one of those things where they were going through the motions so they could get some money, so they could turn around, pay the rent, pay the car payment, put the gas in the car, maybe feed me, put clothes on me, take care of my brother, yada, 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 right? Yeah, it's this vicious cycle that you get into. And they were conditioned at an early age, too. Now, I don't know exactly what their early childhood was. I'm talking about my parents, by the way. I don't know. I wasn't alive in the 20s and the 30s because that's when my parents were born. I have no idea. But I do know this. At a certain point, they entered into the public education system. Yeah, just like I did, just like you possibly done. Maybe you went to private school, but it's really not too different. Because what happens is you start to be influenced by other people. And you believe going into it that the information that they're giving you is viable. Absolutely viable. It's got to be correct, right? Why would they be telling you something that wasn't true? And you've got no reference point that you can compare against. Sounds good. Sounds logical. It might be working, right? And that's the lie that you've been fed. The lie that you need to stay focused on going to school. Because that's your routine, right? Once you start that educational process, you're in that educational process for a very long time. You either get to high school and drop out, in which case, maybe you go into the workforce or some other path, or you graduate and you get into the workforce or some other path, or you go to college, get more education, spend more money, get a piece of paper so that you can compete with other people that got a piece of paper for a job that will essentially cement your life into doing what you're told, when to do it and how to do it. Yeah. And I don't care how cool your boss is. I don't care what kind of company you work for, you know, where you got all this la, 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 happy, happy, happy stuff going on. You know, we love all our employees and stuff. Yeah, they love you up until the point they say, hey, we don't need you anymore. And they help you pack your stuff. And then the two goon guys that you've never seen in the company before show up and escort you to the door. That's the way it works. Now, it doesn't happen to everybody, but it happens to enough people. You've probably seen it. There are people right now that are concerned about layoffs. I mean, Ford Motor Company announced today they're dropping like 1,000 employees. And I got a buddy that works for Ford, and I go, hey, man, are you on that list? And he's like, no, I'm not an engineer. But the engineers are, they're being told, hey, man, if you get a severance package, this might be the time for you to take it. And that's a problem. I'll tell you what, if at my age, 57, if I was working for Ford Motor Company and I was an engineer and I was concerned about that, the first thing I'd be looking at is, okay, where's my big bag of money that I've shoved into my 401k? How much money's in there? How long can I last? What are my backup reserves? I've got expenses. I have obligations that I have to meet. And I will tell you this, a lot of those people are very concerned for their jobs. They are very concerned for their jobs. And, you know, if you're an automotive engineer, depending on what you do, you may have transferable skill sets, or you may not. I don't know. But hey, there's actually some good news in that Ford Motor Company story that I told you. There's actually a piece of super good news. When we come back, I'll let you in on it. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex, Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right. Let me just say it real clear. I'm going to say it real loud. I'm going to say it real clear. You got to hear what I've got to tell you. You, yes, you, have been conditioned to live your life the way you do. That is correct. Now, you might think that you've been calling all the shots. I mean, you made the decisions on where you're going to go to school. Oh, maybe you didn't. Maybe you lived in a certain zoning area and you had to go to a certain school. Oh, maybe you went to a private school. Oh, but maybe you couldn't get into some private schools because you couldn't afford it. So my point here is that you think you're calling the shots, but you're not really calling the shots. And then you're thinking, well, hey, man, I chose my career. I know exactly what I'm going to do. I got this path forward. Okay. All right. I'm cool with that. What about retirement? Oh, I'll get that worked out. That's all part of it. It's all. No, it's not. No, because the educational system that I went through, and I went through some what were considered very outstanding educational systems, never addressed retirement. No, they never talk about retirement. They never talked about how to effectively invest your money. I mean, how'd you learn about all that stuff? Oh, you're hanging out at the college bar with your buddies drinking $1 beers, right? And you start talking about stocks because stocks are in the marketplace. I mean, that's what you hear about on the news, right? When I turn on AM radio every day, what do they give me? A market report. And not the markets that I'm interested in. No, the stock market. Because you've been conditioned to put your money there. Because that's all a part of this whole Ponzi scheme. Okay, maybe that's a little bit too rough. Maybe I'll pull it. No, I'm not going to pull that back. It's because I think it is like a Ponzi scheme. I think you're being sold something that really isn't going to materialize the results you're looking for. And you're going to get to a place and space somewhere in the future. And it's all going to unravel on you. And I know this because I've been there. I've done that. That's a t-shirt I do not want back. That is a terrible place to be in. And you might be thinking, well, you just didn't plan effectively. Yeah, you're probably right. Because I was listening to the wrong people advising me. Yeah, I had the wrong advisors. I had all my buddies advising me. I had, books advising me. I never had a mentor sitting me down going, look, Al, this is how you get out of the rat race. This is how you develop a lifestyle. I didn't have all that back in the day. But when I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, bam, there it was right in my face. Right in my face. A comprehensive, complete educational program designed to help me completely change my life. And all I had to do was educate myself and then make a few significant choices, which really weren't too hard to make after I educated myself. And you're thinking, well, okay, well, what are those? All right, where's my money at? Where's all this money that I've got set aside for retirement? What's it doing for me? What kind of return on investment am I really getting? And when I really sat down and looked at those things, I realized I've been a fool. I've been a total fool. I'm not making money on this stuff. I won't be able to get to a point in my future where I can live off of this money. This is terrible. Because society does not care if you achieve the lifestyle you desire. Society doesn't really care if you retire. Yeah, I'm telling you the way I see it. And you're thinking, well, we got Social Security out there. Yeah, okay. Social Security is not a retirement plan. Social Security is a prepaid welfare program. That's what I think it is. I think you and I have been paying taxes all of our lives to feed into something called Social Security. And then somewhere in the 80s, we started feeding into Medicare. And then that money was cycled out to pay other people that were of beneficiary age. And now we're getting to the time and place where maybe we might be beneficiaries of it. And the politicians may have already wrecked it for us. Yeah, so trust me, Social Security is not a retirement plan. A retirement plan is having a collection of assets that pay you cash flow on a monthly basis or quarterly, depending on the type of investment structure. And the capital that you put into those investments has a doubling effect. Yes, a doubling effect. Maybe you double that money in 2 years. Maybe you double it in 5 years. Maybe it takes seven. Different assets do different things. But we know the right assets to go after, and we teach you what those are. And here's the other thing society does. Society conditions you to think that all this real estate investing stuff is terribly risky. It takes way too much of your time. And unless you're starting with massive bags of money, you're not going to be successful. And all three of those beliefs are lies. I had Chris on the show 2 days ago. Chris retired himself at the age of 34. He started with $60,000 that he and his wife had scraped together in their first years of marriage. That was the entire amount of money that they had saved up, $60,000. And they started investing in real estate the way we show them how to do it. Chris doesn't worry about money anymore. Chris doesn't care. He has income streams. He has assets that are doubling in value over periods of time. And we're not talking 20 years. We're talking, now when I say doubling in value, I'm talking about the investment capital. I'm not talking about a $100,000 house going to $200,000. I'm talking about putting $10,000 into a $100,000 house and then turning that $10,000 into $20,000 when you dispose of the asset or do something else to cause that asset to produce a windfall of cash. Yeah. What did Chris tell you? I asked him, okay, Chris, how much time do you spend a week on your real estate business? Because I'm always curious about that. And he told me, okay, right now I'm doing some rehabs and stuff, so maybe 8 to possibly 20 a week. That's all he spends a week in his real estate business. He said that when he's not rehabbing stuff, when everything's all rented out and everything's basically on cruise control, 1 to 2 hours. 1 to 2 hours. Yeah. Hey, I had Bill on yesterday. Now, Bill's a completely different dude, man. Here's a guy that did everything society programmed him to do. The guy has got some pretty impressive medical credentials. And he was self-employed for many, many years. You know, I asked Bill yesterday, how long did it take you to build up all of the money that you started investing with? And he said, well, that was about a 30-plus year hike. And then I asked him, okay, Bill, since you started repurposing that money into real estate, how long did it take you to double it? And you know what he told me? He said, well, that happened last year. Now, if you remember the conversation correctly, Bill essentially said that he started repurposing that money in 2015. So Bill didn't tell us how much money he started with, but come on, let's think about it. He's a medical professional, so he might have a few more dollars in his bank account than possibly you or I do. The number is probably reasonably big. It wasn't big enough for Bill and his beautiful wife, Jeannie, to live off of in retirement because there was a fear that they would run out of money. But he doubled that in a 5-year period of time. Do you think that's powerful? I totally think that's powerful. As a matter of fact, I know it's powerful because when I came to Lifestyles Unlimited, I was skeptical, I'll be honest with you, but I listened to what I was told and everything made perfect sense. And then when I went and put everything into motion and set my 5-year plan to achieve retirement, I wasn't ready for achieving retirement in 2 years. And that's what happened to me. Now, I'm not going to promise you that you can get yourself to a place of retirement in 2 years, but I will tell you this. The majority of our members get it done in 5 or less years. Some people need a little more time. It just depends on where you start. But unless you start, you haven't started. All you're doing is spinning your wheels. And if you'd like to get started, go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.